Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What difference would it make if you realized your actions today would affect your grandchildren and great-grandchildren positively in the next 3 generations and more? Mel and Jean Yukimoto have done more than just think about that possibility. They have prayed, studied the scriptures, and developed a program that is already making a difference in the lives of many. But we need to observe and deal with certain deeper issues in order for this new reality in life to be realized. They're with us today to walk us through the process and give us a view under the hood, as it were, of what they see. This is part of a 2-part feature with Mel and Jean Yukimoto. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus, for you to know that Jesus Christ, he loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and the living Christ, who has touched and changed the life of Mel and Jean and Suzanne, myself, can bring renewal and regeneration in your life as well. You can know Christ today, and that is our hope and our prayer, that you would be born again. Mel Yukimoto graduated from the University of Hawaii. He's served at the University Avenue Baptist Church, and he and Jean have served and ministered to churches throughout the islands and beyond. They join us in studio today. Mel and Jean, welcome to our show.
Happy to hear, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Well, let's start with the problems that are plaguing us today. Mel, Jean, what are they?
Well, when you look around, everybody knows, the problems. And the big ones, the homeless, the drug addictions, the divorces, crime, depression people go through, violence, mass killings. Can go on and on. Everybody knows, what they are. And there seems to be no solution. And it's been a question is an area that I never really paid attention to, except for when it affects my, things close to me. And I never thought that God would lead me down a trail where he would reveal a solution that Christians can do. And in such a way that he got me involved with him in developing a way to bring solutions. And it wasn't for me to, work out the solution. I was testing. I was helping him to create things. And I realized that it was a gift from God to Christians in the land, all over the world even. Okay? Well, he would develop Christians to be the problem solvers of the world. And not just a problem solver, but be super problem solvers. Okay? For Christians to be so good and so fast, they'll be able to solve problems in the workplace, in the business world, in their churches, their homes, their community, in all the major issues, they can solve it. But they'll be so good that they'll solve the problem before it happens. Maybe even 20 years before it happens, so it never happens. They'll be so good and so fast that they'll solve the problems before the person who's going to have the problem is born. They'll be so good that they'll be able to solve the problem 3 generations before the person is born. And that's the kind of thing that he wants Christians to do. and be capable. You know, it sounds wild. It sounds ridiculous even. Okay, but this is highly possible, and I would have to explain how it's done. Okay, but before I do, I always do all of the talking and most of the work. You know, God has used me, but I want people to know that before God dealt with me, He was already talking with Gene on what He was going to do with me. And I wanted to share that because I want everybody to know that whatever I say, her fingerprints are all over the place, okay? It's not mine, it's hers. And I want you to hear her words on how God approached her before He approached me. Okay, Gene, can you share this?
Thank you, Mel. Years before the changes that occurred in Mel, I had a tremendous desire to have a godly husband. Our lives were focused on all the University of Hawaii sports, and Mel got involved in the UH sports by helping to develop a system for season ticket holders renewal. Anyway, you know, that was my life. But God worked on my heart, and I prayed about it. And so one day, several years later, as I was driving, God approached me and said, "Would you allow me, God, to work in Mel's life? Would you do that?" And since I had been praying about that a long time, in my heart, I said, "Yes, Lord. Yeah, that is what I would like." Not knowing where God was going to take Mel and thereby take me. So after that, God worked in a miraculous way and changed Mel's focus away from sports to become God's man. And I realized, you know, through the scriptures that I as a woman, as a wife, had tremendous power. Because the scripture says that, you know, husbands, your wife can't hinder your prayers. And that is something that I realized and said, no, I do not want to hinder anything that God wants to do in Mel's life, because my prayer was for a godly man. And that is what happened, that God changed him. And we've been on this journey now for, over 20 years, 25 years. But it's been exciting. And I thank the Lord for speaking to me first, because I know that I can become a problem.
And the Lord worked in you. Were there times when there were some issues that the Lord has had to work through? And what lessons have you learned? If there were some problems, how did the Lord take you through those?
Well, in my family, you know, I'm basically the talker, the screamer, you know, all those things. And Mel was very silent. He was quiet. When it came to disciplining the children, there I was. You know, and Mel wouldn't say anything. But what happened with his transformation is that he began to talk. In fact, I would ask the question to friends of mine. I said, if you were to look at our family, who do you think talks the most on the telephone? And they would say, oh, your two daughters, maybe you. I said, no, you're wrong. It's Mel, because Mel can talk and talk and talk. And maybe that's one of the things that I enjoy so much about Mel, is that he not only talks, but he talks to the issues that women are interested in. And I praise God for that.
Mel, as Jean prayed, and like you say, the fingerprints of the Lord are really on and through her onto your life. How did that process take place for you to come to where we're discussing today, really dealing with some of these deep issues that are concerns in our society today?
Well, you know, God not only asks Jean's permission, okay, but he appointed her to a position. Just this past month, my six-year-old granddaughter was over at my home, and she wanted to watch some videos, and she wanted to watch Pinocchio. Okay. And I'm sitting down with her, you know, and I saw something. You know, I said, Pinocchio was given Jiminy Cricket to be his conscience. And he's talking to me, you know, God gave me Jean to be my conscience. And that's what she was always keeping me in line. Whatever I did, whatever I discovered, whatever I expressed, she wanted to be sure it was in line with the Bible. Mm. It was in line with Scripture, okay? And she always kept me on that line, you know. When I strayed off, you know, she would pull me back. It's got to be biblical. And that's the role that she played. And it was major in many, many instances. And she was the one that made sure that we kept on target. Okay? There were, you know, a lot of distractions along the way, and she was the one. And to take away the distraction, God took away, we're invested. We invested in real estate. I had a mentor teaching me how to invest in real estate. And when I left IBM, we have purchased 3 properties in 5 years. And 2 of the properties were rentals with double units in there. And we're on our way to be wealthy in that area because our mentor was wealthy and he was helping me all the way through. And when I made a commitment to follow God and left IBM, those investments had to go. There were distractions that God wanted out of the way. IBM, even though it was important, was a distraction that could no longer be in my life because there was too much work involved at that location. And he stripped us down to the minimum. We had to trust him all the way through. And you know, that's the role that she played, is that, you know, she kept us on target. And mm-hmm. even though when we had to give up even, you know, the business I had, she was willing to sell everything off for us to keep on target.
Mm. Well, this is a big step that you've taken. And years later, now you see the fruit of that step of faith and faithfulness before God. You mentioned something so utterly important that I think in the marriage relationship we can very easily overlook. And I'm reminded today of the importance of how God works through Jamie and how he really, in many ways, saved us from some maybe some wrong paths that might have been taken. People might think of me, well, I'm on the radio, I know the word, I went to seminary, but there are some very essential things in life that the Lord has even used Jamie, yes, to reel me in and bring me back where, you know, we need to get back to the word, back to the basics of our faith. So when we come back, Mel and Jean Yukimoto and Suzanne Maurer, we're here talking about some deep issues. But hey, get this. Mel is proposing solving problems before they even occur. Is that a bit puzzling to you? Certainly is to me. Even Mel said, well, it sounds a bit crazy in some ways. How do you solve a problem that doesn't exist? Well, he'll explain what he means by that when we come back. More with Mel and Jean Yukimoto. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042.
888-484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, yes, as Jean Yukimoto said, women do have power. I mean, the spouse, you have power. You could either be an enhancer or in some ways a point of constrainment. And God uses both. But there is that place where a man of God could really go to new levels. And that power could be released even from the relationship with their wife. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, Mel and Jean Yukimoto. Find out more about our program. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And we got resources there. You can hear this program in its entirety. Go ahead and listen to it, share it, pass it on, and access other resources as well. Mel, talk to us about what you mean by solving problems that haven't even occurred.
When I get it, to make it clear to everybody, remember that I'm an information systems man. I'm an IBM man. And after I left IBM, God had to teach me about himself. And he gave me, I'm just going to skim over this, you know, he gave me a ministry of praying for the sick. I ended up praying in that next, from 1977 to 1992, 15-year period, I got to pray for maybe 20,000 people. And tens of thousands, at least, you know, spectacular healings would take place. I would have people with hearing, deaf ears would open up. I would have people drop their cane or crutches and be able to walk. People with heart conditions, enlarged hearts, blockages of the arteries would disappear. I've had people with cancer, you know, malignant brain tumor disappear, person with cancer of the jaw, you know, who's going to lose half of his face, the cancer disappears. I had a lady with a withered arm. She had polio when she was young, and she had an arm that was all skin and bone and no flesh. And after prayer, in 3 weeks, flesh formed on her arm, became a normal arm. I've had people going to surgery, and the doctors open them up, and the condition is gone. Person went for 5 bypass surgery. He's opened up, it's gone, they close him up. Okay. Person that had the jaw cancer, they're ready to do the operation and remove half of his face, and the doctors know there's a change in the condition. They take a tissue test, and a test comes back 20 minutes later, negative, and they shut down the whole operation. things like that would take place, and thousands and thousands of people, and spectacular healings would take place. At the same time, God set up a business for me. He had seven of the eight largest Japanese tool companies in Waikiki call me to help them set up the first computer system. And you know, it began with these gel pack tours owned by Japan Airlines. All of them owned by big conglomerates in Japan. And they gave me the work, you know. I didn't sell anything. They just called me and asked me to do it. And it caused me to have to hire people to help me. And God would send people to me. People were very inexperienced. They knew nothing about computers. I had to train them. I was a trainer at IBM. I had to train them to understand how to do the job. And they were so brilliant that they caught on immediately. And then God told me, let them do the detail work. You supervise, but let them do the detail work. And you spend your time praying for people. And that's why I was able to reach out to a lot of people. And it was a great situation. The business supporting the ministry, and the business is growing. And I thought I was going to international. Could we develop a system for the tour operators that could be applied in any tour operator in the world? And I thought that's how God was going to send my ministry around the world. And then in 1992, I mentioned this in our last meeting, I'm having a healing service, and one of my helpers comes to me, I had a dream about you last night, Mel. And in the dream, you're closing your business. My friend Suzanne Morrow helped me to get an office space, a beautiful office space in a commerce tower on Kapilani and Kiyomoka Street, you know. And I had a beautiful office, you know, with an executive office, with a conference room, a big room, and I set up a computer system in there. And I was ready to go worldwide, you know, because we set up a package for tour companies. And in the dream, said the movers were moving all this furniture out of the office, and I didn't like the dream. And the last thing left was a metal desk. And my office had all wooden desks. But he made a point that it looked like a school teacher's desk. So in the dream, I go to the desk and I open the drawers, and all these gold coins fell out and filled the whole office. Maybe millions of coins, I'm not sure, but it filled the office. And he said they were gold coins, but purified gold. So purified they looked like silver, but he knew it was gold. End of the dream. And he didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what it meant. But 6 months later, here I was, closing my business, taking all my furniture out. And because God told me to do it. I don't know why, but I had to do it. And I didn't know what I was going to do. And I didn't know what the dream meant. But after that, people started to call me, asking me to help them with marriage problems, children problems, job problems, things of counseling. And I would tell them, you know, I'm not a counselor. You know, call this person or that person. But everyone would say that God told them to call me. And they were coming 6, 8, 10 a week. And then that grew to become 250 a year. And that they grew to become thousands of people coming. And all these people had these problems. And I wasn't a counselor, but I was an information systems person. And I approached this like an information systems person. And I had one more skill that God gave to me. I have a friend, you know, Al Komodo, okay? He developed a concept called strategic thinking. And with that concept, and he said God taught him those concepts, and he's a strong Christian. And with that concept, he became the top consultant for IBM Corporation, the number one consultant. And IBM was sending him throughout the land to the top businesses in the land, multi-billion dollar businesses, and he would solve their problems in a couple hours. Problems that affect the company by hundreds of millions of dollars. He'll be sent to the top universities, the Harvard, MIT, and he would solve their problems they couldn't solve. And he would be sent to governors, you know, and cabinets in several states. And he would everybody saw him as the greatest consultant, and they were clamoring to you know, execs all over the land were clamoring to see him. Somehow God led him to talk to me and teach me those concepts. 1989, he taught me the concepts and gave me permission to use his materials that were copyrighted by him and IBM. So I thought I was going to use this concept in the business world. But when my business closed and these people were coming, I was telling them, look, all I have is this thing called strategic thinking. And I started to walk through some things with them. And it was stirred them to identify issues in their life that were the source of their problems. And let me explain this in an information system way. In information systems, we're not talking about computers now. The concept is that information drives decisions and activity. If you have the right information, you make the right decision, you get the right results. You have the wrong information or incomplete information, you make the wrong decision, and you get the bad results. So as I met with these people, I'm looking for the decision they made that's causing their problems. Hmm. Okay, and I'll be tracking backwards. Like, you know, in any information, you track backwards the way the information is, so I know where the bad decision is. And it'll always track back to an incident in childhood, a negative incident. And the decision that they made is causing their problem as an adult. And I know it's the situation. And with strategic thinking, I'm looking for the strategic information. You see, when you have everybody in your lifetime, you have lots of decisions and lots of, you know, information. And you get confused. But strategic thinking kept me online to watch for the major root cause. Okay, I could track that down to a root cause. I don't waste time with other things. And I'm meeting with these people on an average of 3 hours a person a day. Okay, and we complete it in 3 hours. And we'll go back to the incident, and we target the prayer towards that incident that they're talking about. And poof, the problem would go away instantly. Then I meet with the next person, and track him back. It comes down to the same incident and the same decision that they made. And pretty soon I'm going through many people, and it's like I'm talking to the same person over and over again. It comes back to the same thing.
I'd like for us to just give us an example of what that would be like when we come back from this next break in our next segment, because obviously a pattern emerged.
That's right.
In the process. So, but a more expansive explanation of what it would have looked like, because I think when you talk about the problem and then childhood.
Yes.
If you give us an example, maybe we can all kind of have an idea of where we fit in that as well. So Mel Yukimoto sharing with us, I mean, he's telling us how it developed, and of course it has grown, and it will lead to some other insights and plans in terms of the progress that he's gone through and what he foresees. He and Gene, as they are together, a team used by the Lord in the hands of God, a sharp instrument able to cut sharply in ways to bring healing. You know, sometimes we need a sharp edge to be able to get down deep to bring about necessary healing from a root cause. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you know, you need a skeleton in order to have structure. But then the skeleton has to have muscles and, well, you got to put flesh on it. And when you put the flesh on it, then you can see things a whole lot more. But you need the structure upon which to place the flesh. So we're talking, you said, Danny, wow, that's pretty cryptic. I mean, you're sounding, is this biology class or what? No, don't worry. This is not that. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer. We're talking about an idea of ministry that Mel and Jean Yukimoto have been practicing. And before our break, Mel was explaining that, and I asked him to tell us a story, because a story would really put flesh on the bones, as it were. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, you can find out more about us at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Now, Mel, we'll come back to you and tell us stories. So how has this been applied, and how can it be applied to us?
I got thousands of stories, and the thing about these stories is that I don't need to tell a thousand stories. But every story comes down to the same thing over and over again. And before I tell you a story, let me tell you about some things that people say that's the reform was the root. People say that my father was alcoholic, always drunk. People say my parents divorced when I was young. People say that I was abused when I was young. People say that my dad had an affair. I was abandoned, given up for adoption. I had a dad that never talked to me. I was sexually abused when I was young. I faced poverty. You know, a lot of things like that. And it telling me these things. And the situation, it seemed like the more serious the situation, the more drastic or more violent the actions, it seems the root going back was bigger and stronger, and I had to grade the strength of the source to match it with what was going on in their life, okay. And even if they're very violent, something violent happened to them when they're young. And the whole thing is that you have an incident, and it seems like they had bad information that caused them to make a bad decision. And they paid the price for it today. It never came up until later on when they're adult, or married, and it's always there. But I'm looking for these things now, and I know where it is. Finally, the way God sent the people, He sent the people in the right order. If they came in a different order, it would be so confusing. He sent the easy ones first, and time went more and more complex ones. And so these people, we can go back to the childhood, we find the you know, the source, and we repair about it. But then if I don't see it there, we go back another generation and go back to the parents' childhood, and they had the incident and the situation and the response to it, okay? And affecting the grandchild, okay? And if I don't find it there, I go back to the grandparents' childhood. I go back to generation after generation, and there it is. We'll find it in another generation. And I know it's that because, again, when we pray about that incident, poof, the problem will go away. And that's where people that have gone to a psychologist and all that kind of things, and nobody goes past one generation, okay? They don't go back to another. But then, you know, computer guys like to make ranking charts, backwards ranking, high to low kind of thing, okay? And it helps you see who's the best and who's the worst, and you see all the people in between. And I started to rank the pain of children. And in that ranking, what I did was I said, this is how it works. The generation that has the highest ranked pain is the root cause of the problem. And the highest rank is death of parents or death of brother, sister. Second is being abandoned, being given away. Third is divorce of parents. Fourth, having a parent unfaithful to the other. Fifth would be having a father that doesn't talk to you. Sixth would be parents who are abusive. Seventh would be facing poverty. Seventh would be being sexually molested. Okay, seventh would be facing poverty. And eighth or so down the line would be parents addicted to alcohol, drug, or gambling. And the reason why some of those are low, because when you go further back, the person is addicted because of death of a parent. It goes back to number one, you see? And so a lot of times people say, well, your parents divorced and whatnot, and they'll deal with that. But that's not the root. Because maybe the parents lost a parent when they were young. And you go backwards to where you have that. And I stop at death, okay? Death is the highest ranked pain. And when we deal with that, you know, we've got to catch the root, the highest ranked pain. We've got to catch it. And when we do that, you know, then the problem goes away. But the other part was that, what do I find? They have bad information and bad decision. What do I match that with in Scripture? And in a healing ministry, forgiveness and the name of Jesus is very powerful. We get good results. But it wasn't working with these people.
And when you talk about death of a parent, this is in the childhood, right?
In childhood, yes.
The parent's childhood, grandparents, three generations. Yes.
But you're talking about a parent dying when the child...
That's
when
right, it, under when 12, under 12 years old, as okay. a child, okay? Okay? Because what happened is the child doesn't understand death. They don't give up the person. In their mind, that person is still around, okay? And they keep the dead alive, even take the place of the dead person, okay? And that's the worst thing the child can have. So what you're seeing is that you're realizing that our identity is really important. We cannot live the life of somebody else. God made every person unique. You're your own person and made to do great things. And we cannot do things, extend somebody else's life for them. We cannot make up for somebody else's death. We cannot do things to keep the family name alive or whatever the case might be. We have to live our own life. And I always tell people, if there was a clone made of us, then one of us has to die, but there cannot be two of us on this earth. Okay. And so I have to find the things that are. And the first solution that came, because the name of Jesus wasn't giving results, interesting now, okay? Forgiveness wasn't helping. I do all kinds of things, and I get the Lord's Supper. All these things didn't help. But the thing that made a difference was Matthew 29. Call no man on earth your father. Give only one father the name the one in heaven. And I say, this is what it says it is. They're saying that God is our real parent. Then who are these people we call mom and dad? These are like nannies chosen by God to raise his children. The nanny acts like a parent, but the nanny is not the parent. One day the nanny must return the children back to the true parent, God. But what has happened in the world is that the nanny ran away with the child and made the child live for them. And that was just my premonition and suspicion, and Jean's, you know, giving me her opinion. And I presented to them, people, this way. Your parents are not your parent. Your family is not your family. God is your family. God is your maker. God is daddy. Okay? And one day, at 18 years old, you must leave your family and come back to God. So you don't have to carry the burden of the family. You don't have to carry the sufferings of the family. You don't have to make up for the mistakes and the shame they have. And all the children doing that, they're living for the family, either to make up for the shame, make up for the suffering, or be a hero for the family, okay? And when they do that, that's what the Bible calls a vow. And the other scripture comes in. Matthew 5, 32-37, Jesus said, don't make any vows or oaths. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything more comes from the evil one. Strategic thinking puts an emphasis on death. And all of a sudden in scripture, the devil wants to kill us, right? That's death. This is a strategic scripture. It goes to the top of the list. That vow says, God, you stay out of the way. I'm going to do it. This is my job. And when you make the vow pushes you in your life, and you're independent of God. You can become a born-again Christian, but if you don't get rid of that vow, okay, it's still there. And what you're saying is that God stay out of the way. And it became clear that for some reason, God wants to be invited into your situation. He doesn't want to force himself in there. He wants us to invite him. But the vow says, stay away, God. When God is absent, evil moves in automatically. It's like cold and heat, right? Okay. When heat is taken away, the result is cold. Cold doesn't come by itself, okay? It's the absence of heat. The absence of God brings in evil. So these people are unprotected. That's why all kinds of bad things are happening to them. Okay? And they have to renounce those vows, renounce the responsibility to the family. Say, God, I'm your child and you take care of me. Then my parents are your child. My brothers and sisters, you take care of them too. I'm here to help, but if you don't tell me to help, I know you have other ways. It doesn't have to be me. You see that? That idea. And that whole concept of who you are has to change, and who your family is has to change. And when I present it to people and we go through the prayer, now these people are all desperate. You know, they're at their last now, okay? They want to try everything, okay? And they do this, poof, things change.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, Mel, tell us a story of how you have seen one of the thousands.
Yeah. Okay.
And that, I think, will enable us even more. I mean, you just put the muscles on and the sinews and the tissue. But as we come with that story. Yeah. Now, Mel Yukimoto, Gene Yukimoto with us, Suzanne Maurer, Danny Yamashiro, when we come back from our break, we're gathering now not only the constructs, but how the framework has been put together. What's the meaning of it? And if we grab hold of, well, maybe not so much grab hold of it, but if the insights, even from the scriptural applications, grab hold of us, perhaps then in a situation right now that you might be dealing with, as Mel would say, it can go poof. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky,
Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. How they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you're in for it. I mean, you've in for it in a good way, I'm talking about. In for it in a good way. Okay, Mel Yukimoto is going to share with us now the story of, well, one story of thousands that in his counseling session that I think will give an idea. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, Mel and Jean Yukimoto. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. If you want to contact me, Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.com, and send me an email and we'll stay in touch. We'll follow up if there's any more information. I can put you in touch with Mel and Jean as well.
Mel, as I'm listening, and even as I myself experienced with your counseling, would you say that in almost all situations, the problem, the root is subconscious?
Okay. Remember, I'm not a psychologist, right? And I'm a systems guy. Okay. I'm an information guy. And what came out of this is that 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. So we're not dealing with flesh and blood. We're dealing with powerful forces, okay? We're dealing with strongholds, speculations raised up the, against the knowledge of God. And speculation is imagination. And what we're dealing with is the imagination of the child. The child is going through all these things, and they're imagining a lot of things in there, and they made a lot of decisions based on the imagination, and that thing later on becomes a seed that's going to grow in them and becomes a powerful force in them as an adult. And so when they see things that strikes the memory of the negative situation they had as a child, the emotional response is a huge thing. The child is looking at everything as big, right? But that bigness continues as an adult. And we have to bring the imagination down to size to what it is. It's a small little thing. So this is how it. So that's how scriptures come in and gave me guidance on what to do. And God had me create a prayer and develop a prayer to deal with all those things, that's there. But let me give you an example to you. You know, it makes it, you know, like I said, I have, you know, thousands of stories and they make it clearer. Gene and I, one day we're having lunch and I had a call on my cell phone. And this lady called me and you know, she was a military wife and she and her husband were going through a divorce. And the husband already took out divorce papers and was going to leave. This was the call came on Monday. And he was going to leave on Friday on the next tour of duty without her. And she was telling her neighbor about her situation. And the neighbor told her to call me. And she was calling. So she came on Tuesday and met with us. And in my conversation, I never talk about the present, what's going on today. Okay, I want to talk about what went on in the past. And I asked her, tell me about your childhood. And interesting, she said her childhood was really good and no tragedies. That she didn't lose her parents and they were really nice and she had a very happy childhood. Okay. I didn't see what I was looking for there. Went back one generation. What about your parents? What do you know about their childhood? Oh, their childhood was really good too. They had the parents and, you know, they had a nice childhood and everything went well. And so I said, do you know of anything in your family history where this was a tragedy, a death of a person? And this lady was from Guam. So, oh, she said, I remember a story that my family told me was that I have a great-grandfather that got killed by the Japanese in World War II in the South Pacific. I said, well, that's a death. And that's what I'm looking for. So I took her to a prayer like this. Said, Father God, I have a great-grandfather that died years ago. I don't even know who he is, but that death may have caused a lot of hurt in my family. If there are people in my family that blame you for what happened there, say, God, how can you let this happen to us? And they made vows that they wouldn't trust you anymore. And they made vows to keep this great-grandfather alive in their hearts and live for him. And that got passed on to me. And I'm living for this great-grandfather without me knowing. And I'm keeping him alive. And I'm doing things to, and I'm not trusting you because they didn't trust you either. I carry on that pain in their hearts. If this is so, then please forgive them for doing that. And forgive me for carrying this for them. And I want to release these things back to you. And I give this great-grandfather from my heart back to you because I know that Ecclesiastes 12:7 says the dead go back to you. So he's not around on earth, so I don't have to live for him or keep him alive. So I give him back to you. And as she's praying this, she's crying. I said, why are you crying? You don't even know who this man is. So I don't know. I feel so emotional dealing with this great-grandfather. I don't know. And there are other things that we have to go through in prayer with, you know, as far as herself, okay? And even letting go over any control over her husband and giving God control over her husband and let him be the one to change him. But after the prayer, she went home and she was just a changed lady. And when she got home, she called her husband and told him what happened to her. And immediately he calls me. And he wants a meeting with me. So he comes on Wednesday. And he's from Alabama. I ask him, tell me about your childhood. Oh, my childhood was good. You know, I had my parents and I just had a happy childhood. What about your parents? Well, they had a happy childhood too. You know, and you know, they had their parents. Do you know of any tragedy in your family history? So I was told that I have a great-grandfather that got murdered in Alabama. Okay, let's deal with that. And he went to the same prayer as his wife dealing with his great-grandfather, you know, asking God to forgive his ancestors if they blamed God for the tragedy and made vows that they wouldn't trust God anymore and that they made vows to keep this man alive. And he passed on this great-grandfather to him, that he's living for him. And asking God to forgive him for accepting those things. And if he's keeping his great-grandfather alive, he wants to release him from his heart back to him, to God, okay? And let God take care of him because he's already with God anyway. Okay, he's not on earth. Okay, and he starts to cry and saying his prayer. He's a tough military man crying. So why you cry? You don't even know, you know, his great-grandfather. So, I don't know why, but I feel so emotional dealing with him. After the prayer, he goes back home. The marriage gets healed. They go on a next door duty together. Now, what marriage culture do you think would ever go down this trail to deal? Because this is an emergency. The marriage is going to go, okay, and everything else.
Now, if someone wants to get in touch with you, find out more about your ministry and access some of your resources, how could they do that?
Well, you know, they can call me, you know, area code 808-488-9616. Or they can email me, Mel Yukumoto, MALYUKUMOTO at hotmail.com. Okay. Now, I might want to say this right now before we end, is that I'll go back to the dream. When I dream about the gold coins, mm-hmm. and the school teacher's desk. After the first 100 people, I knew what the dream meant already. It was a prophetic dream. The gold coins were people of the world, born with high value gold coins. For some reason, impurities got into them, and they lost their value. And they could never achieve their true value. The school teacher's desk was God. And God was going to teach me how to bring purification back to people's lives. And this is exactly what has been happening. And meeting with 3,000, now over 4,000 people. And it's all the same thing. And one day, this light came on. Hey, if I know what in the past is causing today's problems, then I know what things today will cause problems 3 or 4 generations down the line. And the information is when you have the information, you can take action, right? If you have the information, you know what causes the problems, you know what the solution to the problems. When you see a person whose parents died when they're a child, or was abandoned, or parents divorced, you know what's going to happen either to him or his children or his grandchildren, it's going to happen. Somewhere down the line, maybe in every generation down the line, it will happen. I met a family with 5 generations of suicides, okay? And the same pattern is there. When a person makes a vow and they fail in achieving a vow, they commit suicide, okay? It's a big thing. Yeah. And all those things are there. You know, and so we can stop things right now. It's like Japan. When you think about the tsunami, you know, the children that lost parents, they're going to keep the parents alive, especially Japan. They keep the dead alive anyway, okay? And those children, as adults, will cause the worst problems in Japan. It's not enough to just feed them.
Well, and it's so biblical when we're talking about going back generations. That's very biblical.
Mm-hmm. Dear one, I hope you've been moved. I think more so in some ways stirred. And in this stirring, challenged to consider more deeply and more profoundly what the Lord is doing and how you can experience healing from the Lord. Mel Yukumoto at hotmail.com. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, even as Mel is sharing today. Hey, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a simple presentation set for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 16, verse 11, you will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Mel and Jean Yukumoto. Find out more at melyukumoto@hotmail.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Antai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.